Hello, welcome back. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Laborers Talk Radio. Thank you very much for tuning in. We appreciate it. Please follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Just type in the Union Edge. Just so everybody knows, I'm all a giggle. I have a new toy, but that's another story. We'll talk about that later on. Joining us now by phone, we've got Barry Craig from the Kentucky Labor Institute and the Western Kentucky Avivale CIO Area Council. Barry, welcome back.
Always good to be back.
Barry, you know, you had mentioned that you were watching the news this morning, Morning Joe. You know, a lot of people are leaving Morning Joe, myself included. I've gone to CNN.
Yes, Charles. This week, Chuck Todd, the host of Meet the Press on NBC, appeared on Morning Joe to discuss what the network's called Decision 2016. And Todd told Joe Scarborough that Hillary Clinton's email scandal would hurt Jack Conway's chances for governor here in Kentucky this November. Now, I know I'm an old reporter, with an emphasis on old. And there was an old expression back in my day that never argue with folks who buy their ink and barrels. And the same might be said for folks who have microphones in hand and TV cameras only behind them. But this is a stretch, I believe. Now, begin with, you're not the only person who's left that show. Joe Scarborough is anything but nonpartisan. He's a former Republican congressman from Florida, very conservative. So Todd goes on and says this. I don't know who Todd's been talking to in Kentucky. Is he just up there on Mount Olympus, media Mount Olympus in Washington, making these pronouncements? I really don't see this. In fact, from what I've seen, and again, I'm a retired history teacher in a community college and an old reporter, not in the know, not in the beltway, but I don't see nationally, Charles, and I'm going to ask if you do too up there in Pittsburgh, I don't see these emails making that big a splash. To this point, it looks to me like this is a media-made, quote-unquote, scandal. What do you think?
I think to a large degree that you're right. And let me explain my premises on this. Secretary Clinton's predecessors had used private emails to conduct their business. Now, obviously, we need to collectively protect classified information.
Right.
And it's still classified information, whether or not it's marked or not. You may not know that. You may not realize it, but it's still, you know, sensitive matter. So it needs to be protected. Now, is it only protected when it's on government servers? I would say that OPM was hacked. I would say that the IRS was hacked. I would say that other government agencies have been hacked.
I have heard, and I'm certainly no expert on this, but I've also heard that one commenter suggested, well, perhaps the fact that this was a private server actually provided more protection than a government server.
It could be. And in addition to that, you know, my question is you know, I don't think that Hillary Clinton went out and got a GoDaddy account, okay? I really don't. Why Joe Scarborough has fascinations about Hillary Clinton's bathroom and keeps saying the server was in her bathroom, I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
What I do know is her predecessors did do this. A number of people in Scott Walker's office have gone to jail because they had a server that they weren't supposed to be using. In an office. Scott Walker is still up under these John Doe investigations. George W. Bush and Cheney had servers outside governmental control in the White House for these communications. So why is Joe not talking about those? Scott Walker's still under investigation for this, but he has almost exclusively gone after Hillary Clinton,
right?
When it's my understanding that some in the intelligence world, specifically the Inspector General's office, has said that, yeah, well, it's probably not that much there that we should be worried about.
Right.
Now, if I'm wrong about that, please correct me and please, you know, show me where they're saying.
No, you're right. And again, I guess the thing that I find so perplexing is Todd, who's obviously a media star, right at the top of the heap there, He ought to remember what Tip O'Neill famously said, all politics is local.
Right.
What is driving this election in Kentucky is really going to be local issues. And not only that, Charles, a lot of the in Kentucky politics, it's always been the case, it's more personality than it is issues. You've got this man, Matt Bevin, who is an extreme conservative. He's a Tea Party supporter. His running mate, Jenny Hampton, is a Tea Party activist. He has gone around this state, and he has said one thing, and then he says something else. Then the press calls his hand on it, and he gets mad. He will not release his taxes. Democrats, Republicans for years have revealed their income taxes. These are local issues. He's talking about he disdains early childhood education. He's for school vouchers. I don't think anybody, if you were to take a poll, would say Hillary Clinton's emails have any bearing whatsoever on this election. But yet he goes on this national program, this well-watched program, although like you, I'm not a fan of it, and I don't watch it much either, and says this stuff recently. And I don't think it'll have any impact at all in Kentucky. It has made the news a little bit here and there. But, you know, you really ended up embarrassing yourself if you're sitting there. And I think Todd's from Florida. Nothing wrong with Florida. It's a wonderful state. Enjoy visiting there. But you know, to really get a grip on state politics especially, you really have to study it closely. And states are unique. Politics, they're in Pennsylvania. I guarantee you there are local issues that drive politics in Pittsburgh and Philadelphia and Harrisburg and everywhere else. Then you got states. So, again, I don't understand. I'm completely clueless as to why he would even inject this in there. Of course, Scarborough, he's a partisan Republican. But I think Todd really just, as we say in Kentucky and perhaps there in Pennsylvania, I think Mr. Todd has let his mouth overload his posterior, although we use a word a little bit more crude than posterior.
Yeah, I get it, and I understand it, and I think I know what you're talking about. But you're right. Joe Scarborough is partisan on this. The whole show has skewed very partisan.
Oh, it is.
And it's no longer, you know, it used to be much more balanced. It's no longer.
Right, right.
And
again, Todd, and I have no idea what Todd's politics are. If you go online, and again, it's not a good place to look usually, but a lot of people are question whether he is not a. Well, I've heard him basically called a mouthpiece of the Republican Party. I wouldn't go that far, but I mean, here again, I would like to know where he got this idea. Who has he been talking to? Has he come to Kentucky? Has he been to Paducah? Has he been to Pikeville? Has he been around our state? And as he talked to people and said, what are the big issues here? I every morning I read the news either online or in a newspaper, and I have yet to see anybody, even Republicans, bring up Hillary Clinton's emails in this election. But anyway, I guess it got him some well, we're talking about him. And, of course, you know the old expression, bad publicity is better than no publicity at all, I suppose.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, long and short of this is, folks, get your media, get your information from multiple sources.
Absolutely. Always, always.
Do your own homework and check the facts.
Absolutely. And as I said, I may be wrong. I've been wrong about a lot of things. But I would be willing to bet you some pretty serious money that before this election is over in November, you're not going to hear a whole lot about Hillary Clinton's emails. I think this is going to fizzle nationally, just like all the rest of with the Clintons, it's fair game. Ever since Watergate, and how many of them have Gates on the end of them? It's always something Gate, this, that, or the other. And I think this is just another example of that. I think it's going to fizzle, and so again, this election in Kentucky is going to turn on a lot of things. And I don't believe that Hillary Clinton's emails, and you know the fact that they're calling it a scandal, that's biased right there. I mean, a scandal implies wrongdoing, and there's no wrongdoing. It's an issue. But anyway, that gives the talking heads something to talk about.
It does, in fact, give the talking heads something to talk about, and it allows them to bloviate.
Exactly. Bloviate's a good word for that, too. Yes. Yes.
Yes. Yes.
And pontificate.
Indeed. And pontificate, yes. I'm not sure I could spell either one of those words. But, you know, and that's, and I think that's what a lot of this is. And I think that they believe that if they keep telling a lie, that eventually somebody's going to believe it. And, you know, unfortunately, I think the Joe Scarborough Show and pontification three-hour segment is losing steam, and it's on its way out. But that's another story. Barry, anything else going on in Kentucky?
Well, of course, we've got our big Labor Day celebrations coming up. There are different places around the state. And in the city of Louisville, our largest city, they will have a picnic there in Paducah, where I'm close. We're going to have a parade. And I just would urge, and Bill Londrigan has too recently, he put a really nice piece on our webpage, the Kentucky State AFL-CIO, reminding folks that Labor Day is not just the last hurrah of summer. It's not just the last summer holiday. It's a day for workers. It's a day that we need to really concentrate and focus on the meaning of that, and that is the American worker. It's great to go to the lake or go fishing or whatever you're going to do. But if you do that, and I would encourage you to go to a Labor Day program, remember what this holiday is about. It's not just one more barbecue before you put the barbecue set up for the winter. It's our day. It's our holiday.
Absolutely.
And remember the spirit of Labor Day.
And Barry, we've got to go. Thank you very much. Barry Craig of the Kentucky Labor Institute in the Western Kentucky AFL-CIO Area Council. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to The Union Edge, Labor's Talk Radio.